Okay, the boys side. Today's daf is daf Ayin Ches. We're on the second line from the top of the Omid. Om Rav Yehuda, Koyin Godl be Almana. If a Koyin Godl were to go and live with an Almana, we know in the Torah that that's Asur for a Koyin to live with Almana. It's a Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Emor, the Almana Ugrusha. Poshtet and Pasuk. Almana Ugrusha, Vachalola Zoyna Es Eila Lo Yikach. Lo Yikach, he's not allowed to. Kim Sulame Am of Yikachisha. So what happens if a Kohen Gadol, in fact, does take an almana and marries her, and he violates this din? Loikishtayim, he gets two malkis. Why two? Achas mishum leyikach, the pasuk that we just quoted, almana grucha v'chalol zene, es eila lo yikach. The achas mishum, the next pasuk says, v'loichalel zaroi biyamov. He's being mechalel. Who's he being mechalel? He's being mechalel his wife, the almana. She now becomes a chalola. As a result of becoming a chalola, not only can she no longer live with a kohen gadol, she's not allowed to go and marry any kohen hedged. And for that matter, if she's a bas kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma. So he's being mechalel her, and that's why he's over on two isurim, and therefore he gets malchus twice. Why don't we give him a third time malchus? Because don't just think of her that he's being mechal, think of the children that he's being mechal. Any children that are born are going to be chalolim, so it should be three times malchus. It's talking about he only did a partial bia, he didn't finish off the bia. Since he didn't finish off the bia, it's impossible for her to go and get children as a result of this bia. So the leichal zari does not apply, and that's why you only have the first two. The number one, the leichach, and leichal, just by living with her, even if the living with her was only biha'aro'a, which means incomplete bia, only partial bia. Nevertheless, over two isurim, two times malchus.
And if he finished the bia and had children, he would be chayav three according to this?
Exactly. Not only that, even according to the Tosis Harosh, even if he did a gemar bia and she did not become pregnant as a result, he would also mechuyev on number three, because the Torah only asks you what you can do, whether the wife becomes pregnant or not, that's up to Rabbeinu Shalom. But if you do what you do, the maximum, and the maximum is to be Mazriya Zera into the wife, then you did a Gomer B'Yosei, then you'd have three Isurim, three Lavin, three times Malkus.
Rabbi, can I just interrupt you for 1 second? Can you explain that in perfect English, what crime he's committing, this Kohen Gadol?
Okay, the crime that he's committing is that Kohen Gadol is considered to be the most elite member of Klal Yisrael, so he has certain Isurim that do not apply across the board to the rank and file of Klal Yisrael, and that don't even apply to the rank and file of all Kohanim. A regular Kohen, for instance, is not allowed to marry a Grusha. A Grusha is a divorcee. The Kohen Gadol, who's even on a higher Madrega, he's not allowed to go and marry an Almana. And almana means a widow. So not only can he not marry a divorcee, he cannot marry a widow. And the pasuk says, "Ki
in
besula me'ab."
He took a widow and started living with her?
That is correct. He married her and he lived with her, says our Gemara.
He didn't do it legally, without the permission of the rabbis.
He did it without the permission of the rabbis, but except according to
the Torah.
Exactly, the Torah. Who, I don't know who performed the chasana, but apparently he was not one of the greatest chief rabbis in the world, because he should not.
He allowed it. Yeah.
He allowed it.
Must have been a reform rabbi.
Let's not go into reform, conservative, and orthodox. The point is that this is an impermissible violation of the law. And he did it. Therefore, since he did a kedushin, and he did a subsequent bia, he's over to.
Hey, yeah. Question.
Yes, Mendy.
Kohen Gadol's brother passes away.
No.
There's no yidam.
The Kohen Gadol, that's a Mishnah, Masechtas Yevamos. Is there a din of Yibam in such a case? It's because it happens to be an Isur. I think it's Chalitza and Mesivemis, but I don't recall. But it's I'm sorry, Nachman? Yeah, but then you'd have, why don't you have a Sedoi Chalitza each time? Each time that you always have one of the Arroyas. But this is not really an error, this is just an Isur Lav. So I think it's a Chalitza and Mesivemis, I don't recall, but it's a Mishnah. Zokti Moravaita, Mosiv Rava, Almana Ugrusha. She is both an Almana and a Grusha. In other words, she was already married Nebuch twice. One time the husband died, and the other time the husband gave her a get, so she's wearing both hats, so to speak. And the Kohen Gadol now lives with this one lady who's both an Almana and a Grusha. Loika Mishum Shnei Shemois. He gets two times Malkus. One said she's an almana, and one said she's a grusha. She's over two violations, two yisurim. So, Dr. Yomara, my love, shnei shemis of sulai. On the surface, it sounds like he's only over on two and nothing more. According to what Rav Yehuda just said, that a kohen gadol balmana alone, you get malkish time. So if she's an almana or grusha, then it should be at least three or four. Two for the almana and two for the grusha. Izrach Shver, it says only two. He didn't mean to go and give us the total of the isurim and the total of the oinshin. Rather, he's saying that this person would get, the kohen gadol would get malkis for two reasons. One for almana and one for grusha. How many times do you get malkis per almana and per grusha? Two times each. So two times two, four, that would be all together. So tomorrow, like, shnei shemes al zeh, or shnei shemes al zeh. He'd get pech for the almana twice, lo yikach lo yichalel, and two times for the grusha, lo yikach lo yichalel. Let's continue on the sefer of the same brisa. What happens if the same lady is both a grusha and a chalutza? How is she a chalutza? Because of the fact that her husband had passed away, she had no children, and now she fell yibam to her brother-in-law, and the brother-in-law did not give her yibam, but instead gave her chalitza. So she now is both a grusha and a chalutza at the same time. Zokti Yomara, what would be the din? Now, presumably, we're talking about a kohen hedjit, because if we're talking about a kohen gadol,
it's be almana as well.
Be almana as well. Gerusha v'chalutza v'almana.
You get the almana if you're a chalutza.
I'm sorry, once again?
She has to be an almana if she's a chalutza.
For sure. To be a chalutza, you have to be an almana first. Exactly. You cannot be part of the chalutza club unless you're part of the almana club. Anyway, so Zamora says, Seif a gerusha v'chalutza. In chayv al-achas, you only chayv al-achas, only for one. Now, why only for one? The Gemara will tell us in a moment, because chalutza is only midrabanan. How do we know? Look at the pasuk. Almana ugrusha v'chalola zoyna es elo yikach. The word chalutza is not mentioned in the Torah. It's only drabanan, gzeira otu grusha otu the others. Aha. So Zokti Gemara, but it says only chayiv achas. Why chayiv achas? On the grusha you should be chayiv too. One because of the lo yikach and one because of the lo yichala. You're only chayiv on one of the two, of the grusha v'chalutza, only on the grusha, and not on the chalutza. But how many are you chayiv on the grusha? On the grusha, you're chayiv two. The lo yikach, and the lo yechalev. Frank Timura, the chalutza drabonin, you're assuming chalutza drabonin? What time you have a braisa? Grusha ain't the ala grusha, chalutza minayin, how do I know chalutza as well? Tam aloimar. V'isha! V'ishtayt v'isha. In the Parsha, Legabi, Koin Hedjit, it says, Isha, Zoyna v'chalol lo yikach. V'isha, Grusha me'isha lo yikach. Now it says, V'isha, with a Vav. What do you need the extra Vav for? That comes to include not only Isha Grusha, but Isha Chalutza. So I see it's Midyaraisa. And for the more Midrabana, Kroes Machtabiyam. The whole din of Chalutza is only Trabanon. That the Torah, the Chacham, wanted to find some sort of hook to hang their hats on. And therefore, they said, the issue with him.
Question.
Yes, Manny.
Isn't Chalutza Almana?
That's what we have.
Yeah, we remind you with probably focusing on the CM for Friday. The answer is you're correct. And the Gemara presumably is talking now about a Kohen Hedjit and not about Kohen Gadol. And therefore, by Kohen Hedjit, he's rather Chayiv and Grusha. He's also Chayiv and Chalutza. But Chalutza is the Rabbanan and not the Araisis. They only get Malkis on the Grusha. Om Rabbayim. Now that we've established, according to Rav Yehuda at the top, that Kohen Gadol Balmani get twice, one because of Lo Yikach, one because of Lo Yichalel. So now Abaye splits the two. And he says, Om Rabbayim. Kiddush loike. As soon as you do the Maisa Kiddushin, meaning the Almana with a Kohen Gadol, or a Kohen Hedjit with a Grusha, etc., what's the din? Kiddushin is done, loike. You already get one time Malkis for the Kiddushin. When he follows up with a Be'ila later on, Baal, loike, then he'll get the second one for the Lo Yichala. And implicit in this, as Rashi explains, is that according to Abaye, what happens? Oh, the Tzimor explains. Omer Abaye, Kiddush loike ba loike, Kiddush loike mishum lo yikach, ba loike mishum lo yichal. Implicit in what Abaye is saying is that the two are totally separate on their own, and so therefore, if there was kedushin without a beila, still you would go and get malchus. and if there was a Be'ila without a Kedushin, Ulzi get Malkus, because each one is an independent Isser on its own. Well, Rava Omar, no. Boal Loike. Loi Boal Eina Loike. What means Boal Loike? Says Rashi, Kedushin without Be'ila is Gunished. Loi Boal Eina Loike. If he consummates the marriage, he doesn't just do a Yikach with a Kedushin, but he follows up with the consummation of living with her with a Bia, then Loike, you have to add like the word Stein. Boal Loike Stein. He'll now be Chayiv on both. Be like Lemafreya. Originally, when he got the Kedushin, Deval Nachgunished. When he follows that up with the Bia, the same day, or a week later, or whenever it is, then the combination of the two, then he'll be Loike both on the Kedushin and on the Bia, one because of Loyikach, and one because of Loyichalav. But Loibal, if he does not follow up with the Bia, he just leaves it at the Kedushin stage, ain't a Loike, there's no Malkus. What's the reason why? Mishim Dechsiv Loyikach, but Loyichalav. So the two are a package deal, says Rava. Matam lo yikach, misham lo yichalel. The only reason why there's an isser of taking meaning from the lashon of kedusha, kicha kicha, Mr. Ephraim. The only reason why there's an isser of for the kohen gadol to go marry the almana is because he's going to follow up with a chilul. But if he doesn't follow up with a chilul, so nothing happened, and therefore no malchus. However, even though Abaye did split up the two and said, Ki Kedushin alone is enough to get Malkus, and Be'il alone is enough to get Malkus. And with Abaye, the Machzik Rushosai, Shem Kidesh, V'loi Bo'al She'ein Aloike, Machzik Rushosai is in a special category, that if there was only Kedushin and was not followed up with Malkus, Ein Aloike, no din of Malkus. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, if you have the Torah Ora Sholim Oiz Gimel, Lo Yuchel Baal HaRishon HaShilcha, Asher Shilcha Loshev, Lekachta liyos loy liisha. Now the words lekachta liyos liisha are repetitive and redundant and duplicative, because lekachta means a lashon of kicha, taking her as a wife. Liyos loy liisha, to take her as a wife. So why does the pasuk have to repeat it twice? Zokti Yemara. The pasuk is telling you lekachta, the kicha is only an isur if it's followed up with the liyos loy liisha amrachmana. And since he only did a kedushin of a lekicha, he didn't follow it up with ishus, a havai of ishus through Be'ila, even Abai would agree, v'aleka, there was nothing, and therefore kiddush lebal, ain't a like him. So even though Abai held the gab of the case of the isure kahuna, that if you only had a kedushin without a follow-up bia, you'd still get malchus on the kicha aspect, on the lekicha, over here he would agree to Rava, zero, unless you have both the Kedushin and the Bia, it's nothing.
If the Machzor Gushasa, she was already ushered him from before.
We're not talking about a Koyin over here, we're just talking about a regular. Okay. Regular Yisra. Umoyde Rava Bekoyin Gadol Balmana. Now, even though Rava said before, by the case of Taka, Koyin Gadol Balmana, or any other Isure Kuhuna, what did Rava say? You're only going to be over Bo'al loike, loy bo'al ena loike. The Kedushin alone is nothing unless it's followed up with a Bia. Loy bo'al ena loike, zero. If it was Kedushin and Bia, two times Malkus. But Kedushin alone, zero. What about Bia alone? That we didn't discuss according to Rav. We just spoke about bo'al loike. If there was a Kedushin with a Bia, then there's two. Loy bo'al ena loike, no follow-up Bia, then there's nothing. What happens if there's a Bia without Kiddushin? Then in fact there would be a single Malkus. There wouldn't be a Malkus for the Kiddushin, because he didn't have Kiddushin. But if the Kohen Gadol lived with the Almana with a Bia, even though V'lei Kiddush no Kiddushin, then you would have one Malkus. So even though Rava before said, package deal, it's got to be Kedushin and Bia together, that's only if it's preceded with the Kedushin. Kedusha on its own is zero. However, Rava would agree, he makes a concession of Moide Rava, that if there was only Bia on its own, then he would be loike because of the Lichalu Zarbi Amav Amrachmana Bahar Yuchila. Not on the Zaro part, unless there was, of course, a complete Bia, like Limar said at the top. If there was an incomplete Bia, he would still be over on the din of the Yechalel, that he causes this Almana to become a Chalal. Ushnei Amoidim, and both Abaye and Rava agree, and now we come back to the Machzor Gushasa case. Ushnei Amoidim Machzor Gushasa. Shim Boa Vulei Kiddush. What happened if there was a Bia alone? Also Ein Aloike. Why Ein Aloike? After all, there was a full-fledged Bia. So Timar Derech Likuchen Osra Toira. Because of these magic terms, Lekachta Liyois Loi Leisha, which, as we said before, is repetitive. So the Torah is saying is, when is there an Isser of Machzor Gushasa if it's a total full package of a lekachta of a kicha, liyos le isha, with ishus following it, they follow up with bia. The two together, oh, then this person gets punished. However, if it was either of the two alone, or either only kiddushin without the liyos le isha without the bia, or there was the bia without the kiddushin, what's the din? Ein aloike, it's zero. Okay, we still have started a new shtickle now. We go back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bas Gir Zocher Kibas Cholol Zocher. As you remember, we had our Mishnah a three-way machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and between, I think, Rabbi Yossi, if I'm not mistaken, the third Monday.
Yeah, the first Monday.
Oh, thank you. So if we go back to the Mishnah for a second, if you have that desire. And where's our Mishnah?
Ein Zayin Amar Aleph, the top of the
Mishnah. Thank you very much. Shkoyach.
So, scroll, keep going.
Exactly, for at least 25 different pages and get lost. Right. Thank you. Anyway, so the top of Ayin Zayin Umid Halif, first we spoke about the Bas Cholol Zohar, where a Cholol married a Bas Yisrael, and they had a daughter. What's the status of the daughter? The daughter is Bitrei Pesula Likahuna. So Rabbi Yehuda said on line 4, Bas Ger Zohar, Kibas Cholol Zohar, and also Asura Likahuna. What does that mean? We know that a Kohen is not allowed to go and marry a Giyoris. Now the question is, how do you identify a person as a Giyoris? Of course, a non-Jewish lady who converts, clearly she is a Giyoris. There's nothing to talk about over there. The question is, what happens if it was the father that had converted? The father was a Ger, a lovely, wonderful person that joined the ranks of Klal Yisrael, he converted, and he married a Jewish girl, which was absolutely great. The chasana was beautiful. You've never been at such a happy simcha in your life. Okay, so they got married. And now they had a child. And that child was a girl. Can that girl go and marry now to a Kohen? Does she have the status of a regular girl, a regular Jewish girl? Or does she have the status of a Giyoris? And this we had a three-way machlokes in our Mishnah. Where Rabbi Yehuda said, a bas ger zocher ki bas chol zocher. And just like a bas chol zocher is a chalola and psula lekahuna, here too, the daughter of this ger is also psula lekahuna. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in our Mishnah said, no. If only one side of the marriage is a ger, whether it's the father or the mother, makes no difference. If one of the two is the ger, or the gers, and the other spouse is a regular natural-born Jew or Jewess, kasheira lekahuna, no issue. The only time that the Geiris issue applies, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, if it's a ger, shenosa Geiris. We have a convert, a man, a convert, a lady. The two got together, matzah minis minoi, invei hagef, and the invei hagef, and dover no miskabel, ah, givaldi the ger married the Geiris. Since both of them are Geirim, then the child has a din of a Geiris, and again the Kohen would not be able to marry her. That's according to Blesman Yaakov. But if either side, either spouse is a born Jew, no problem. And then we had Rabbi Yossi at the end. Rabbi Yossi was the most makel of the three, and he said, even a Geir marries a Geiris, also the child is Kshere Lekahuna, because the child was Hirasa V'leidasa Pigdusha, like any normal, regular, born Jew, Kshere Lekahuna. So we have the three views in our Mishnah, and as we see out in our Gemara, there's going to even be a fourth view of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which we're going to get to shortly. So Zokti Gemara. Back to Ayin Ches Omer. Aleph, fourth wide line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bas Ger Zocher Kibas Chol. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Bas Ger Zocher ki Bas Cholol Zocher. The Bas Ger Zocher has the same status like the Bas Cholol Zocher, meaning just like the Bas Cholol Zocher, Asura Lekahuna. The Bas Ger Zocher is also Asura Lekahuna. How do I know? But the noise and have a Kal V'Chomer. What's a Kal V'Chomer? Macholo shebo metipa ksheira. The cholol came from tipa ksheira. The word tipa ksheira over here means from Jewish zera, from a Jewish father, Jewish mother. What's the din? Bitrei psula. The Torah says, nevertheless, the child is nebuchah halola, cannot marry into the kahuna. Ger sheba mitipa psula, his creation was, tipa psula means from non-Jewish zera. Einoi din shebitrei psula. Then chavada ravada, he should be, she should be disqualified from marrying a kohen. But the Gemara asks an obvious question. The reason why the chol of the din is the bitei psula is although he comes from tipa ksheira, in other words, from Jewish parents, that's wonderful, but nevertheless his whole creation was ba'aveira, because a cholel is a result of a marriage which is illegal, whether it's koyin mit grusha, koyin gadol balmana, etc. So that's the reason why the iser continues to the next generation, ba'as ger zachar, as the din of chalola. Mashenken over here, when you're talking about the ger, Baruch Hashem, there was no yitzir b'aveira. Everything, the even though he was born from non-Jewish blood, but there was no aveira involved. It was a regular non-Jew that married a non-Jewess, and then they had a child. That's totally normal, totally legal. It's totally expected. So therefore, you cannot go and bring a raya from the, you can bring a kal v'chomer from the cholol to the ger. The reason why by the cholol the child is psula the kahuna is because of the fact that there was yitzirah b'aveira, mashenken in our case of the ger, there was no yitzir b'aveira. Says Yimor, b'koyin gadol b'almoni yachiyach. I'll bring you as a hichacha that it's not because of the yitzirah b'aveira, because koyin gadol b'almona, both of them, the koyin gadol and the almona, ain't yitzirah b'aveira. They're both, each one was born normally, and b'tei psula, and nevertheless their daughter is possible. So here too, even though the case of the ger, there was no yitzir b'aveira, the daughter would also be possible. But frankly, ma'amalekoyim b'almona, she can be yosir b'aveira. Right. You're right, there was no yitzir b'aveira, but the bia, meaning the merger of the koyin gadol, the almona, that's a bia b'aveira. That's the reason why their child is chalol. How can you bring a right to that to a ger? Say tomorrow, b'chol yechiyach. B'chol yechiyach, where there was no bia b'aveira. If a cholol married a regular bas yisrael, nothing wrong with that. That's a perfectly kosher simcha without any violation of law whatsoever. A chol is allowed to marry a bas yisrael. And nevertheless, what's the din? Then the child still has a din of a cholola. So you see, it has nothing to do with bias b'aveira. You're going to say, yeah, but malecholol, the reason is because yitziras b'aveira, the cholol was created in sin from his parents, whoever they may have been, a koyin, for instance, and a grusha, etc. Yeah, but then you're going to go and tell me, koyin gadol b'almoni yechiyach, that there was no yitzir b'aveira. Yeah, but there was a bia b'aveira. But you see, by cholol, even if there was no bia b'aveira. So you can keep on going around in circles forever. There is one commonality between the two, between the koyin gadol b'almona and the case of the cholol, that in both cases they're not b'roif kol. What means they're not b'roif kol? Says Rashi, that's an easy way to describe. They're different than everybody else. That this one is yitzirase b'aveira, and this one is biase b'aveira. In the case of the cholol, he was created by Veda. So now when he marries a Jewish girl and they have a child, that's why the child is a chalala. And the same thing is by the Kohen Gadol and the Almana, even though the Yetzira, both of them were created fine. However, they now had a Bia by Veda. And that's why the daughter is disqualified.
She's also a chalala, the daughter. Is there, it's a chalala. I don't understand. What we're always doing is pushing it back one generation.
Mm-hmm.
But the Kohen Gadol and the Almana, mm-hmm. when their daughter is born, she's a chalala.
For sure.
So we have a chalal from a civilian coin,
mm-hmm.
and we have a chalala from a Kohen Gadol.
Or even for regular coin that married a grusha.
Right. So what's the difference between the two? Both of them are producing a person who's puzzled to kuno.
Absolutely correct. So now we want to bring a raya from that to the case of the ger. Just like these two, we said that both of them, there is an aveira involved. Here you have that tzira was ba'aveira, that is, the chol was created in sin, even though his marriage now to the regular Jewish girl is a kosher, mahadrim and a mahadrim, no problem. the case of the Amona and Kohen Gadol, even though both of them, the Yetzira was Ksheira, meaning they both were born to their parents, everything was fine, they were perfectly good. However, now they are engaging in a Bia Asura. So the Bia Asura Baveira. So therefore I have a commonality between the two. She'en and Brave Kol, this is Bia Baveira, this is Yetzira Baveira. Afanis, and now based on this, my Mamatzin, my Binyan Av, Afani Obvious Agir, She'en and Brave Kol. I will bring the Ger in. What's the commonality of the Ger? He's also not Baroiv Kol. In which respects, says Rashi, Shabomi Tipa Psula. He doesn't come from Beira. No, Chas Shom, no Chaveiris. However, nevertheless, it's a Tipa Psula, meaning it's not from Jewish blood, it's from non-Jewish blood. So therefore, the commonality between those two and this one is that none of them were Baroiv Kol. So just like over there we say, Bita Psula, Afani Ovi is a Ger, Shabraiv Kol, Bita Psula. He still cannot compare the case of the Cholol and the Almon of the Kohen Gadol to the case of the Ger, because in both of the two cases, the Cholol as well as the Almon of the Kohen Gadol, there is a Tzad Avera. What's a Tzad Avera? In the case of the Kohen Gadol and Almona, that's Chmamisha Bi Avera. In the case of the Cholol, Yitzirasa, he was born in sin, meaning that his parents committed a sin somewhere. So that being the case, they're, both of those have a sinful relationship. Mashenkin, the Ger, everything is perfect. Nothing was wrong with the Ger. It was a non-Jew marrying a non-Jewess. It's true. It's Tipa Psula, but it's not a Tzad Aveira. So maybe the daughter should be Muteres Lekahuna. Everything, where you have a very good point. And therefore, Loitema Kohen Gadol Ba'almona Yechiach, take out the Kohen Gadol Ba'almona as being the second leg of your mamatzino, and rather say ala'ema mitzri rishoin yoichiach, throw in mitzri rishoin. Now, what's the case of mitzri rishoin? Mitzri rishoin married a mitzris rishoina, perfect marriage, no problem with that. We born Jews are not allowed to go and marry mitzri rishoino or mitzri shnia, the first two generations. But if you have two converts, one is an Egyptian man and one is an Egyptian woman, and they're certainly allowed to marry. No problem. It's a perfect, perfect marriage. No Aveda whatsoever. Nevertheless, what's the status of their daughter? Their daughter is Psula Likahuna. Not Psula Likahuna, it's Psula for Gantz Kohol. Why Psula Gantz Kohol? Because it's a Mitzri Sheini or Mitzris Shnia, which is also Likahol. Ela'im a Mitzri Rishon Yechiach. That what? That even though there is no Yetzira Baveira, there is no Bia Baveira, but nevertheless, these two, when they marry, they have a child which is Osur to go and marry among Klal Yisrael and certainly among the Kahanim. So learn from that to the case of the Ger, that also their child, even though there was no any Aveira involved, but right, it's the Tipa Psula issue, like the Mitzirisha and also Tipa Psula, what's it in that the Bita is going to be Osur the Kohanim? You know why by the Mitzris Shnia, that is the daughter of the Mitzri Rishon, why she's prohibited? Because she's not just prohibited to Kanim. She's prohibited across the board to every Yid in Klal Yisrael. And so therefore, that's why Bitoy is Osir. However, the case of the Ger, for instance, only that first generation is Osir Lava Bikol, the Giyaris, but the next generation is no Isir Lava Bikol, so let them go and then marry after all. Again, so we're asking a Pircha on the Mam Matzino, on the two going together. We thought we had a good Raya from the combination of Cholol and Mitzri Rishon. Says Yimor, no, Mala Mitzri Rishon, it's a much broader Isir, and that's why the Bitoy is Osir. Masha'en came by the Ger, maybe not. So more b'chol yechiach. What's the chol yechiach? Because the chol doesn't have a problem of their child being osir b'kohol. It's only osir b'isurei kahuna. Ah, so therefore, that's not the magic reason that the bas is osir the kahuna, because of the fact that it's in a royal of a b'kohol. Because I see by cholol, the child is royal lovi b'kohol. In fact, the chol himself is royal lovi b'kohol. But nevertheless, bitri asura. So the same thing should now apply to the ger. That even though they're mutter lovi b'kohol, a ger and a geiris, of course, are mutter in the ranks of Klal Yisrael, the only problem is a geiris with a koyin. So maybe the bitri would be muteres the kahuna. So since I have the two together, the Mitzri Rishon and the Cholel. The Chozer Din L'Rizekri Zevekri Zevekri. Each one has a weakness or a strength that the other one doesn't have. The Mitzri Rishon has a Din in Rovel of a Bekol, but Cholel is Yechiach, it is Royal of a Bekol. But Mal Cholel that was created in a Mas Aveira. What was the Mas Aveira? The fact that Yitzirosib Aveira, his parents committed an Aveira, and therefore Yitzirosib Aveira. Masha Ein Kein, the Mitzri Rishon, which was no Yitzirib Aveira. So each one has a strength and a weakness. Chazadin, Rizekri, Zat, Atzad Shabbish Behen, Shein and Breif Kohol. This one, because of the fact that Cholol, Yitzirosib Aveira. The Mitzri Rishon, because of Leyovoi, they cannot go and join the ranks of Klai Yisrael. Therefore, Bite Psulaf, Ani, Ovias, again, Shein and Breif Kohol. How is he not Breif Kohol? Because he comes from Tipa Psula, will be Tipa Psula, and therefore the Bas will also be Pasul.
Why is it? Why are we saying now Chol is not Barov Kahal? Chol is Barov Kahal. We're.
I understand what you're saying. Rashi said, if you look at the third wide line of Rashi, she'ena Barov Kahal, shechalukim mishar kol, shezeh, meaning the Cholol is Yitziras Baavera. Vizeh, this is going on the previous Gemara with the Almona and the Kohen Gadol, Zeh be Osir Baver. So that, we don't mean that Leyovoi Bekal. And Rav Kol, that means that they are different than the rank and file of Klai Yisrael. Okay. No problem. And if you skip two lines, the same Rashi again, She'ena Barayth Kohol. Now it's Shezeh Yitzirat Baver, that's the Cholol. And then by the Mitzri, Shezeh Ena Ro'ui Lik Lovi Bekal. So both of them are Ena Barayth Kohol. Viger Ena Barayth Kohol Shebam Metipa Psula. So the word Enebrev Kol is just a short way of saying they are different than the rank and file of everybody else. Cholol, because it's here about Veda. The case of the Mitzri, Enebrev Kol. In the case of the Ger, Tipa Psula. So the commonality of all the three is that all of them, Bitoi is Psula. Just like the first two, Bitoi Psula. Same thing, the Gabbat Ger, Bitoi Psula. Again, according to this Rabbi Yehuda. But for Eiti Yamara, but I still have a Pircha. The Tzara Shava to the two of them is that poisel bibia. What does that mean? That if you had a excuse me, if one of these lived with a bas koyin, bas levi, or bas yisrael, they passel them min akuna. How do I know that they passel min akuna? Excuse me. That was a brisa that we had on the bottom of Ayin Dalid Amid Beis. If you go back to that brisa just for a short moment, five lines from the bottom of Ayin Dalid, Tana Rabbanan, Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemechad, you have a 9-year-old, which means that the young man is Ro'i Labi, he's already 9 years old. He was a Ger Amoinu Mayavi, or a Mitzri, the Ger Mitzri that we're talking about, or a Doimi Kusin Asin, or a Cholol. That's the second of the two legs of the Mamatzino. Shabo Alakhanis Alaviya Babas Yisrael, if they married any or even just had a bia with any one of these Jewish girls, anybody, Paslua, they parcel them that young lady becomes either a Zoina or a Chalala, and therefore she herself becomes Nifsala Likahuna. Sefreiti Gemara, maybe the reason why, both by the Mitzri Rishon, remember we're talking about Ger Mitzri over here. And the reason why we're talking about the Cholol, that the Bitoi is a Sur L'Kahuna, because both of them have a Chumra that a regular Ger doesn't have. What is that Chumra? That these two, either the Mitzri or the Cholol, if they live with a Jewish girl, they are Mechalel that girl. And she has now the status of the Zoyna Cholola. She's also L'Kahuna. Therefore, Bitoi, the daughter, also becomes Sur L'Kahuna. Mash Enkin Lagabi, a Ger that goes and marries a Jewish girl, nothing happens. He's fine, she's fine, everything is great. So maybe their bas should not be Psula Likahuna. And that's the Gemara's Pircha. Freyti Gemara, I still have a Kasha. Mal Hatzad Hashem Hashem Shekin Poislim Abiyasam, the man, the Mitzri Rishon, who lives with a Jewish girl. Or the Chol that lives with a Jewish girl. Pasel the Jewish girl, Pasulua. So Timur Rabbi Yehuda, Ger Nami Poislim Abiyasai. Rabbi Yehuda holds a very, very extreme, if you will, shita, that he says a ger also causes his wife to become psula bibiyosai. So therefore, if the ger marries any Jewish girl, no problem. That, of course, that marriage is fine. However, if and when Chulila, for instance, he passes away, and she now becomes an almana, she will not be able to go and marry a kohen, even though she's not a grusha, she's an almana. Certainly she's also a Kohen Gadol, that's for sure. But nevertheless, we're saying that she'd even be possible to go and marry a Kohen. Where does Rabbi Yehuda take this from? That's really hair-raising. He learned it from this very same Mahatzad that we just learned now. In other words, instead of starting off the Mahatzad, what was the Mahatzad? We're bringing a raya from Cholol together with Mitzri. That just like by Cholol in Mitzri, if and when they get married. And now they have a daughter. That daughter is Asura Lekahuna. Guess what? Both by the Chol and the Mitzri, when they live with their wives, they also passel the wives, Psula Lekahuna. Just like these two, which are not Beroif Kohol, like the Gemara said before. How they not Beroif Kohol? A Mitzri Rishoin is not Beroif Kohol because he's not Ro'ui Lover Bekol, and he might made his wife into a Psula. Same thing is the Cholol, who is Yitzirasi Ba'aveira and not Beroif Kohol. And therefore he makes his wife Psula Lekahuna. Here too, the ger who's not Beroif Kohol, Shebo Mitipa Psula, also passels his wife Lekahuna. Ah, so now they're exactly on the same footing. All three of them passel their wives Lekahuna, so therefore all three of them, the Bitoy is Psula Lekahuna. That's, of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Mishnah. However, the Gemara immediately says, Rabbi Lezim Yanka Baimer, no. The only time the daughter would be Psula Lekahuna, if you're talking about a ger with a giyar. However, if you're just talking about a ger with a Jewish girl, or you're talking about a giyaris with a Jewish boy, no problem, mutter lekuna. And that was shita number two in the Mishnah. And then we had Rav Yossi who said that even ger mit giyaris, the daughter is mutter lekuna. And now we have the fourth shita, which is Shimon Yechoi. Shimon Yechoi says that even the giyaris herself could be mutteris lekuna. In other words, Rav Shimon Yechoi is going really off the cliff to the cooler side. Until now, we were always speaking about the second generation. Meaning, you had a ger married to a Jewish girl. What happens to the daughter? Rabbi Yehuda says, Psula Lekahuna. If it was the other way around, the ger is married a boy, then it would be mutter. But if it's a ger with a Jewish girl, daughter is Asur Lekahuna. Okay. Then says Rabbi Yehuda, nah, cannot be. Cannot be. If one of the two is Jewish, then the daughter will be Kosher Lekun. It's only if the two themselves that get married, ger mit giyoris, then psul lekun. Then Rabbi Yoyi said, not even that. Even a ger mit giyoris, the child is kosher lekun. So Rabbi Shimon Yechoi, even the giyoris herself could be mutaris lekun. When? If she was megayir before the tender age of 3 years old. Then Rabbi Shimon Yechoi oimer, giyoris b'chus mi ba'a shol l'shan v'yem echad, ksher lekun. Now we're not talking about over here that she's getting married at younger than 3 years old. We're talking about that this Gioris became Jewish at less than 3 years old. How was that? Her father or her mother went and married her off, and therefore she will have, she herself, if she was converted at the tender age of 1 year old or 2 years old or 2.5 years old, she herself, when she gets older, she's now bat mitzvah, she's older, she's now marrying, guess what? She's ksheira lekahuna, because she became a gioiris less than three. Shenemet says in the pasuk, v'chol ataf panoshim, hachiyu lechem. I think this is done by Melamchemes Midyon. What does it say by that? You have to go and kill out the men, etc. But v'chol ataf panoshim, the more explaining the taf panoshim means not just girl babies, but we're talking about babies that are less than the age of 3 years old. Hachiyu lechem. Keep for yourselves. Now, what means lachem? Valoi Pinchas Hayimon. Pinchas was one of the major warriors, and Pinchas, of course, was a kohen. If he was a kohen, how could he hachiyu lachem? Is the chasim and a kohen is allowed to go and marry a taf panoshim that she was megayeres pchusa mi sholosh shan? This is such a stark raya. Why do the other three disagree? When it says hachiyu lachem, lachem doesn't necessarily mean as a wife. Means you can go and keep them forever. You don't have to go and kill them out like all the other Midianites. The Kulan and all four Mandi Amram that we have now discussed, which is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov, Rabbi Yoisin, Rabbi Shimba Yechoi, each one of them darshan from the same pasuk. Kulan Mikra, Echad, Dorshan. Now this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. The full pasuk is on the side in Ois Hei, if you have the Torah or Shalem. The Almana Ugrusha, Leyichu Lehem, Lenoshim. Ki em besulois mizera beis Yisrael, v'almona sheti almona mikoyen yikachu. Now we're going to discuss this pasuk in greater length on the Amud Beis. But for our purposes, we only need to know the first part of the pasuk when it says v'almona ugrusha layichu lehem lenoshim. Why? Now, Pasha, this Almon is Grusha, is referring to the Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to take an Almon, he's not allowed to take a Grusha. Why? Ki im Besulais mi Zera Beis Yisrael. The only one that he's permitted to marry are Besulais mi Zera Beis Yisrael. Now, what does that mean, Besulais mi Zera Beis Yisrael? Rabbi Yehuda Savar Adi is Kol Zera mi Yisrael. On the surface, that means that from all sides, the Zera has to be mi Yisrael. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require all sides. Rabbi Yehuda just requires that the father be from Zera Yisrael. If the father is a ger, then you have a problem even with their daughter, like we had in our Mishnah. A bas ger zocher kibas chol zocher, which is surah lakuna. So when it says that the is kol Zera mi Yisrael, explains Rashi, we don't mean both father and mother have to be mi Yisrael. What we mean to say is the ikker Zera has to be mi Yisrael, and that's the father. Because it says in the pasuk, "Mishpachosam leveisa voisam," that when you deal with mishpachas and klal Yisrael, you go after the father. So therefore, as long as the father is mi Yisrael, then the daughter can go and get married to a kohen. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sav mi zera v'afilu mikza zera. It doesn't have to be that the ikker zera. Even if the ikker zera happens to be a ger, meaning that the father's a ger, as long as there's mikzah zera, some of the parenthood is from Klal Yisrael. The Lashon HaPasuk is mikzah zera of Beis Yisrael, right? Kim Besulis mizera Beis Yisrael. So as long as some of the zera is Beis Yisrael, meaning as long as you have a Jewish mother, that's already enough. Even if the father happens to be originally a ger, makes no difference. Still mutter lekuna. Just as long as you don't have both sides. Rabbi Yosef Amisha Nizru b'Yisrael. The word Zera Beis Yisrael means that when this child was conceived by father and mother, both of them were Jewish already, which is the case. Again, Giyaris were both converted. After that, they married and they lived together. So they were Nizra b'Yisrael, but Hayras and Kedusha was b'Yisrael, and therefore Mutter. Rabbi Shimba Yichoyisav Misha Nizru b'Suleo b'Yisrael. Since the Lashon HaPasuk is that Kim b'Suleis Mizera Beis Yisrael, that means that we determine the identity of this child before the psulim arrive on the scene. And as long as this girl converted before 3 years old, before her psulim, she's also considered to be Yisrael, and a kohen is allowed to go and marry her. That's how all four learn pshat in the pasuk. But now the Gemara is bothered by a different problem, and that is, I don't understand the pasuk itself. Omli Rav Nachman the Rav. I krof Reisha b'koyin gadol v'seifa b'koyin hedyin. If you look at the structure of the pasuk l'chayda, it doesn't stim the reisha of the pasuk and the seifa of the pasuk. So if you look back at the pasuk again, you don't have to turn back to the Amud Aleph because the Torah of Hashalim repeats the pasuk again here in Oiz Beis, here on the Amud Beis. The almana ugrusha lo yichu lehem lenoshim. Now who is this referring to?
Koyin hedyin.
It's referring to Kohen Gadol. Almonu Grush Liichel Anashim to Kohen Gadol. No problem. No. Keep Psulim Mizera Beis Yisrael. It's got to be a Psulim. Everybody agrees that's Kohen Gadol. But then it says Valmona Asheti Almona Mi Kohen Yikachu. So the Pashup Shat in this part of the pasuk is that if it's only an Almona, then a Kohen is allowed to go and marry this Almona. So who are we talking about? We're talking about Kohen Gadol. It's a great Gemara. We start off with Kohen Gadol, and abruptly we move into Kohen Hedjit without introducing and making a distinction. Should be two separate psukim, but we truncate the two together. Haikra Reish b'Kohen Gadol, b'Seif b'Kohen Hedjit.
And another stuff, Amana Mekohen.
That we're going to talk about in a minute as well. Amalei, and yeah, that's talking the right shot in the pasuk, even though it sounds strange. Abazei is this. Because of Kroh Hachi, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows for Psukim to be written in Tanakh. And now the Gemara quotes a pasuk. We had this a couple of days ago in the Gemara. There's a pasuk by Eli HaKoyin. V'ner Lekim Terem Yichpe. Eli HaKoyin was about to pass away. U'Shmuel Shoyich B'Heichal Hashem. And Shmuel was already on the scene. If you remember, the Gemara brought this in connection with when Rebbe passed away. And it says, Ein Tzadik Niftam and Oilam until another one is Bo Hashem is Vizorach Hashem. Even though one son sets, another son has Baruch Hashem risen. So that was why the Gemara brought the pasuk. But what do we see from this? Shmuel was shoychiv, he was lying down. You're not allowed to even sit in the azar, in the heichal of Adar. And he's talking about sleeping, lying down in the heichal. How could that be? That doesn't make sense. Shmuel was lying down there. You have to do a little bit of surgery in this pasuk and take the heichal Hashem, detach it from the end of the pasuk and attach it to the reisha. What Ner Elikim are we referring to? The menorah. The menorah, as we know, is lit in the heichal Hashem. That menorah was still lit terem yichbe. Where was Shmuel sleeping? Says Rashi, was sleeping in the quarters where the Levium were sleeping. Rashi has an expression, bebeis mishmar halevium. So Yeshayim Misabais. It was a special quarters which was off from the Azara, presumably the Harabais, where the Levium would have.
This is in Shiloh.
Okay, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry, but the equivalent. So not Harabais, you're right, Mishkan Shiloh. So the point is, but it wasn't inside the Heichal Hashem. He says Heichal Hashem at the end. You see that psukim, sometimes you can reorder the psukim. See, here too, you don't even have to reorder it. Here you just have two segments. First part is Kohen Gadol, second part is Kohen Hedget. Good. Now the Gemara is focusing on what Brother Shai focused on a moment ago. We should only talk about the Almona, Shati Almona, and Almona is Muteris the Koyin Hedget. The Lashon HaPosik sounds like Almona Shati Almona Mikoyin Yikachu. If the Almona is a former Mrs. Koyin, in other words, that her husband was a Kohen and he passed away, and now she's the Almana from the Kohen, then Yikachu, then the Kohanim Hedjoitim are allowed to marry such an Almana. And what happens if you have Almana that was married to a person who was a Yisrael? Are you telling me then a Kohen wouldn't allow to be a Kohen marrier? But that cannot be. As we know, only a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana. Makes a difference who the Almana is from. And every Kohen Hedjah can marry every Almana, no matter who the Almana is from. So what is this Almana Mikoyin? So it says, Yimara, Tupshat, Tatim, Hachi Kamer, Mikoyin Yikachu, Mishar Kohanim Yikachu. The Mikoyin is not modifying the Almana, it is modifying the Yikachu. In other words, the way you learn Pshat in the Pasuk is, V'almana Shati Almana. If you have a lady who's an Almana, Rachman Litzlan. Mikoyin, the regular Kohanim, Hedyoitim, Yikachu, they can go and take this Almana. But how did she become an Almana? Makes no difference. An Almana from a Kohen, Almana from a lady, Almana from Israel. As long as she became an Almana, Mikoyin Yikachu, and he can go and marry her. Etanya Mihochi, that's Taka the Pshat in the Tanakama. Mikoyin Yikachu, Mishar Kohanim Yikachu. Not the Kohen Gadol, but any other Kohen Yikachu can go and marry this Almana. However, that pshat is a little bit strained, if you will, because it says, after all, Almana Shati Almana Mikoyin Yikachu. Doesn't sound like the Kohanim can go and take that Almana. It sounds like it's an Almana Mikoyin. It says, Yimara Yudah Oimer, Mena Mesir Likahuna Yikachu. The type of Almana that would be able to be Mesir Likahuna. Now, what does that mean, the type of Almana be able to Mesir Likahuna? So if you look at the Rashi, Mishar Kohanim Yikachu, not Mishar Kohanim, it's Mesir, Mena Mesir Likahuna. It's about 6-7 lines lower than where we are in the Gemara, 10 lines before the Mishnah. Mena Mesir Likahuna, Almanas Od Mishra'oi Lahasi Bita Likahuna Yikachu. We're talking about Almana of a person whose daughter would be able to go and join Koyhan. Limbuta, what does that come to exclude? Almana's Ger. Ooh, Rabbi Yehuda Letame. That's Rabbi Yehuda that we had on the Omed Aleph, the Omeli El. The Airi Yecheskel Basmachtu Basker Zohar. We're talking about Basker Zohar. Dechsim mi Zerab Yisrael, Kol Zerab Aikra. Oyer Lenasmachtu, the Poisel Isha Bebiyosei. If you remember, we had back on the Omed Aleph, according to Rabbi Yehuda, based on that same Mamatzino from the Cholol, together with the Mitzi Rishoin, he said that a woman that goes and marries a ger, she also becomes Nifsala. And as a result, Rabbi Yehuda says that the daughter, the Bitoy of the Ger Zachar, is like the Bitoy of the Cholol Zachar. Right? That's what we had in the Mishnah. Right. That's what we had on the Omer Aleph. So therefore, so the Gemara, when do I say that the Almana is permitted to the Kohen? It's an Almana that's permitted to the Kohen if the daughter is permitted to the Kohen. However, if the daughter of this relationship is not Mutal Kohen, then the Almana is also not Mutal Kohen. Which case is that? A ger that went and married a Jewish woman. What happens to that child if they have a child? That child is a Chalala, according to Rebbe Yehuda. to Basgir Zohar is Pasul Kahuna, and therefore she also becomes Asura LeKahuna. That type of Almana, if and when the Ger passes away, that type of Almana you cannot marry. Not because of Almana reasons, but because she was Nischalala as a result of the fact that she married a Ger. And therefore, Zokti Yomara, Rabbi Yehuda Imen Amasin LeKahuna Yikachu, Rabbi Yehuda Letame Di Omer, Bas Ger Zohar, Kibas Kacholel Zohar, Kosha Ata Noise Bitoy, if you're allowed to go marry the daughter, Ata Noise Almanos, you're allowed to marry the Almana, Bechoshi Ata Noise Bitoy, but in our case, you cannot marry the Bitoy, because when you have a Bas Ger Zohar, it's like a Bas Cholel Zohar, and therefore she's Asura, Yata Noise Almanos, you cannot go and marry that Ger's Almana, like we said in the Omer Aleph, because Pasluha. Ah, that being the case, now when you're in the Stimshan, the Pasuk says, Reb Yehuda, Lishitosoi Litamei, that Koyin, Mena Koyin, I'm sorry, Almona, Ashatia, Almona, Mi Koyin, if it's an Almona that was an Almona that had been Ru'uya to marry a Koyin, as opposed to an Almona that was not Roy to marry a Koyin, because she was previously married to a Ger, or that type of woman, since she was not allowed to go and marry, since she is not an almana mikoyim, but she's an almana from a ger, then you are not allowed to, then the other kahanim and yoitim are not allowed to go and marry.
You're reading right into that.
That's Reb Yehuda. Agree.
I seem to remember when we did this, we read this October from time to time, once a year.
Probably in Parshas Emor, probably.
Yeah. So I remember looking it up, it was very strange, and I think one of the Perushim there said, or correctly, it's Tosefus Kedusha, in the future, extra level of Kedusha for.
So I'm glad that you brought that out, because that's going to be the next Gemara as well. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Av Ger Shenos Geiris. Like we said in the Mishnah, a Ger married a Geiris, and they have a daughter, Muteres LeKehuna. So how do we pass? We have four different Shitois. We have the Tanakama, which was Rabbi Yehuda. We had Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. We had Rabbi Yossi. We had Rabbi Shimba Yechoi. Which in the Mishnah was the most cool dick of all, the Kershinos Gioris, the daughters Muteres the Kahuna. That Muteres the Kahuna. Ever since the Bismigdish was destroyed, Noagu Koyhanim Siltzel Ba'atzman. What means Siltzel, says Rashi, a Malam. The Kahanim, who unfortunately can no longer do the Avodah, they wanted to retain their Kedushas Kahuna. Similar to what Brother Shai was saying a moment ago, that we want to have a Kedusha Noisefes, a higher level of Kedusha. So the Kahanim said, even though we are permitted to marry the daughter of Yesh Nasagiris, but nevertheless, we want to retain our special elite Kedusha status, and therefore they were no hake not to go and marry the daughter of Yer Metagiris. And in fact, says the Gemara, Yaakov said, Ger mit Giyoris together, the daughter is Asur Lekuna. But we don't paskin like that, but it's Amala. In fact, says Yimor, Om Rav Nachman, Omali Huna, Rav Huna told me, Rav Nachman, Bo Limlech, if a Koyan were to go and ask a Ruv, Bizman Azeh, what's the din? Can I marry the daughter of a Ger mit Giyoris? Moidim loik Rebbezim and Yaakov, we tell them, no, like Rebbezim and Yaakov, no. But Nasa, once he got married, if he didn't ask any questions, then he married. Ein moitzi an oisim imenu, like Reb Yoisi. What does Reb Yoisi hold? That even a ger shenosa giyoris, the daughter is muteres lekehuna. Okay, finally, we have the Mishnah. This Mishnah, we.
I think that is the halacha.
I'm sorry?
I think that is the halacha.
Well, that's what Imura says. That's the halacha. And you see the gimel next to the nosa.
Yeah.
Dr. Mishnah.
It's interesting because Rabbi Yossi and Mukimo and Rabbi Yossi of Kavanaki. So it's like two contending principles.
Ah, so Baruch Hashem. So we covered the
revolution.
Baruch Hashem. We should continue to have Achtus in Klal Yisrael. Zokti Mora, Zokti Mishnah. We've discussed this concept already several times. Ha'ime beneath ze mamzer. If a father says about his son that he is a mamzer, he is not believed. And even if both means father and mother, say alhu uber shvemeeha. You see, the mommy is pregnant. You know who that uber is? That's a mamzer who einam ne'emanim, not believed. The Gemara is going to ask, what's the vafilu shneim moidim? What are we adding to the initial halach of the Mishnah? Initially, we said a father said to be a mamzer, ein ne'eman, and then we say even two of them. No. They are believed after all when they say that the child is a mamzer. Okay, we're going to see further discussion. Tana Kamer, Rabbi Yehuda Zokibar.
The
Mishnah. Right,
exactly. The mother comes to say that we don't.
Not Neman, only the father. Zokibar, my vafilu shneim. What's this vafilu shneim in the middle of the Mishnah? The vafilu shneim is telling us two additional points. Number one, loymi boye. Vafilu shneim, loymi boye kamer. Loymi boye ihu. Not only the case of the father. He says, "Beniza mamza ainin neman." You know why ainin neman? By iu delay kimle. After all, he cannot know with certainty who is a mamzer and not a mamzer. He knows who he lived with, but he doesn't know who else the woman lived with, whether it was his wife or somebody else. So therefore, eveisish loy kimle. Ela fil ihi de kimla. She knows with whom she married or not married, who she lived with.
And illicit.
Yeah, whatever. That week or the previous week, and never cohabited. Yeah, any type of language you want. Avalaid the Kimla, Loimhemda, she is not believed, even though she says, Mamdar, no, not believed. Not only in a case when the child is already born as walking around, and then every child, every person has a chazaka de kashis. Because that's the original case in the Mishnah. He's pointing to a child. The child could be a year old, the child could be 15 years old. But he's saying, this Ben, my son, this is a mamzer. So he has a chazok of the kashrus, and therefore, ain't a neman to lim hemdi. And after the uber ben nami, the uber that is still a fetus, still in a mommy's womb, the less the chazok of the kashrus, no chazok of the kashrus. I would think perhaps Neman, even there in Loimem, that Vafilu Shneim is telling us two chidushim. Number one, even if it's not just the father saying, but it's the father or the mother or both. And number two, even if it's not an existing child, it's still in embryo.
In utero.
In utero, thank you. Even in utero, the same halach applies, Einam Neman.
So we have his Mativo Sha'uber Zeah.
That was the Mishnah we had back in Zechus. Right. So, yeah. So, and the Gemara says, Machloikis, Gamliel, and Beshua.
She's saying, Me'ish Poloni Umamzer
who. Oh. So let's see the next shtickle. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ne'emonim. Yehuda says they are Ne'emon. Why are they Ne'emon? Kedisanya. We had this already before. It says, Lagabi, a case of a Bechor. What does it say in the Pasuk beginning of Parshas Kiseitse? Ki has a Bechor ben Asnua. Yaker! Remember, a person was married to two wives. One was Ahuva and Snua, Ahuva Snua Be'eni Hamokoim, etc. Yakir, he has to be recognized. The father has the absolute authority to recognize and says, this is the Bechor. Zokti Yomara, Kilisanya, Yakir, Yakirenu Lachayim, Mikana Reyuda Neman Odolim Ezeh, Beni Bechor. This is my Bechor. And now Rabbi Yehuda goes one step further. Just like he has namonis on the bechor aspect, he has a namonis on saying that this child also has a blemish, like a ben gerusha ben chalutza, meaning that it is a cholol, or in the case of our Mishnah, even the next step, that it's a mamzer. But it's only the father that has this, because of the yakir. The chachamim moimrim, the chachamim say, and that's of course the Tanakam of our Mishnah that says neither he, neither her. But Rabbi Yehuda sticks to his guns. Yakir, he can go and determine, but he can go and make the proclamation. He has authority vis-a-vis Bechor, so he has the same authority vis-a-vis to say that the child.
So who can determine the status of a child being a mamzer? Then, if the mother can't and the father can't, how do you ever establish mamzeris?
You have two aid.
Oh, okay. And okay.
Zokti Morabaita.
Yeah. Her husband's went away.
Okay.
And that's how we know that he's a mamzer. In other words, you have a woman that. Right. Unless
she
came by.
She can pregnant husband for
flying car.
Yeah, that was
the Gemara. Yeah, well, we had this already before. Good. Is Neman on Loim ben Lerusha, Zeman Chalutz v'cham Oimrim, Eina Neman. Cham disagree. Om Leir Nachma Yitzchak L'Rabba, Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda Ani Dechsev Yakir, El Rabbanan Yakir L'Amali. What do we need? Rabbi Yehuda is right. It says Yakir, that the father has authority vis-a-vis the genealogy of his son. So what did Rabbanan do with that Yakir? They say Mitzorach Hakeira. What means Mitzorach Hakeira? The people don't know who the Bechor is, and the father has to say, this is the Bechor. What's the nafkamina? The pasha pshat. The demor pshita lomalikra. I don't even need a pasuk to tell you that yakir losos lepishnayim. Migadi boim meisale matana mila yahavile. What happens if the father now is 70 years old and he has this son. The son is 50 years old. And he says, I want you to know this son is 50 years old. Ah, no, not 50 years. I want to know that son is my Bechor. Ah, we don't believe he's Bechor. We don't think so. You don't believe me? Right today, I'm going to go and give him 2/3 of all of my... Right now, I have, Baruch Hashem, $1 million estate. I give $666,000 to my Bechor. Give him 2/3. Lu oy bazoi, he has that koyach. So if he has that koyach, so what do you need the posek yakir? He has a right to recognize him as Bechor. It says a meager that he can go and give him right now matana. And for the more benachosu shenafel liacher miken, that helps vis-a-vis all nechosim that 70-year-old has now. But what happens from he's going to live a mitzvah another 50 years until 120, and between the age of 70 and 120 over the next 50 years, he's going to accumulate more and more nechosim, more and more wealth. The market's going to go up, real estate will go up in value. He's going to be a much wealthier individual. On that, he could not give 2/3 to the Bechor. Because the Val, at the age of 70, it's a Dover Shaloi Boli Oilam. And therefore, that's why the Pasuk says Yakir. Now, at the age of 70, you can say, Yakir, I recognize him as being my Bechor. So even anything that comes in later, he doesn't have that Migui that I can go and give it away. Nevertheless, it would belong to the Bechor because of this authority. That's not what
like,
I need the Yakir.
Not like Rameir.
Freight the Amar Oler Rameir.
And also Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov and somebody else.
Exactly, we have three Mandi Amar. But Rameir, the Amar Oder Makhdadav Shem Lailam. According to Rameir, hold that you can mean Makhdadav Shem Lailam. So Yakir Lamali. He can now go and say, all Nechasim I'm going to have from now until 120 all go to this son. Two portions. So what do I need the Yakir for? Everything more is talking about Shinofalei Kishu Goy says. When Chas Shalom, when that person is already in his final moments of life, when he's Nebuchadnezzar, life support in the hospice or whatever they call these things today. So at that point, says Rashi, no longer has the koyach to give it the matana. Even Rameir that says you can go and give something in advance, the davar shel ba'olam, but it's all based on the fact that at the time that it comes ba'olam, he will have koyach at that time. But if he's not going to have koyach at that time, then you can't be makna prematurely something that hasn't come by him. So if it comes by him and he happens to be stark, just like at that point when he's stark, he can go and give 2/3 to his son, so he can do it now. But if at that time he doesn't have the koyach, then he can't do it in advance either. So what happens if in the last day or 2 days or whenever Nebuchadnezzar in his deathbed he's a koyach, picked on that day,
he wins the lottery.
He wins the lottery, or the market goes up 50%, or whatever it happens to be. At that time, he cannot be makhdeh. That's why the yakir helps. That son, the Bechor, will get the two portions of the estate. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Etchim, do we continue tomorrow? Zayi Ben
Shai. And Omer Aleph, it bothered me, can be said that...